A drop-dead gorgeous 24-year-old named Rima Faqih was crowned Miss USA last night. It's big news in Dearborn, her hometown, but the win is resonating well beyond Michigan. The new Miss USA is Muslim, and she was born in South Lebanon and grew up in the U.S. Leila El Husseini hosts a radio show called Radio Baladi on the U.S. Arab Radio Network. I'm wondering if you watched the pageant last night, Ms. El Husseini, and were you at all nervous for Rima Faqih when she had a bit of a stumble on stage in her gown?
Yeah, we all been very nervous. I'm going to be honest with you, and we hold our breath, and just we want to see it happens, and it happens, you know. I'm so glad and happy to see Mrs. Faqih, a wonderful Mrs. USA.
She's also the first Muslim woman, is that correct?
Yes, she is the first Muslim one. I mean, this is the first time. That's why we have been very excited. I mean, for the first time in history, an Arab-American lady became Miss USA. That's really huge, I mean, to us. I mean, it's a very, very happy news. She's originally from Lebanon, and she grew up here in Dearborn, Michigan. She's a bright young lady, and we hope her future will be bright to match her looks.
And I imagine the Lebanese community in Dearborn is over the moon with this news. What about the Arab-American community at large?
Honestly, God, I mean, what I hear in the United States during early morning through my radio program, Good Morning Michigan, and back home, it's from Chaldean and from Palestinian. Everybody is really happy to see an Arab-American young lady. She became Miss USA.
Is the Muslim world at all divided over the concept of beauty pageants? I mean, some sects of Islam don't want their women to
Yes. Sometimes, yes. I mean, because some people, like coming from conservative background, they wouldn't really appreciate to see a Muslim lady maybe coming out with bathing suit, and maybe that's going to be a concern for them. Because, I mean, they look to this thing, it's not really necessary to wear, like, bathing suit to show your beauty. I mean, to me, I'm wearing hijab, but I came from very liberal mentality. It's up to the person. I look to these things, it's up to the person. If she's totally satisfied with it, I don't have a problem. She has the right to do what she has to do. I mean, there's no control on her behavior. So if these people, they get upset of this, it's up to them. I mean, it's nothing really going to stop that. The fact she became a great pleasure for all of us as a Muslim here in the United States.
As I say, different strokes for different folks. I'm just wondering if maybe we're appointing too much value and importance to a beauty pageant.
I guess yes. I'm going to say yes. If you want to ask me, I'm going to say yes. Any woman, any achievement for any woman is appreciated. It's for us here in the United States. That's what we need to do it, to improve the image of the Muslims in general. And the idea it comes about, we are just limited, and we are so conservative to go out and show what ability and capability.
And I understand you've got a scoop. You'll have Rima Faqih on your show, Radio Baladi, coming up very soon. The supremely gorgeous winner of Miss USA. What's the first question you're going to ask her?
Well, I will tell her personally, congratulate you. You did it. I mean, we are so proud about you. And go for Miss World, and we will be behind you all together, all the Arab community here in Dearborn, United States, and in the Middle East.
Leila El Husseini hosts Radio Baladi on the U.S. Arab Radio Network. Thanks for speaking with us about the winner of the Miss USA pageant. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.